Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
There we go.
And fucking truffle and spaghetti making season is up. Our boy's back from the Maldives where he's been cooking it up for some high rolling motherfuckers. Welcome back. Yeah. Oh, James, yeah, Breeze.
The Maldives were awesome. It's like, it's always misty there in the Maldives.
You know, man. I don't even know what it's like to be in the Maldives.
I was like, Maldives nuts, biatch. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Man. Will, come back.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Come back.
Good to have come on my back.
Dude, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That means it got all the way to the end.
Dude, that is a comforting feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So comforting.
Yeah.
Man, so this is so funny. I just, with our draft topic today, I remember seeing a reel like 6-7 months ago where they're like, she's like, oh, it's like a mom, like, what's your bracelet saying? Like the little kid shows him. He says, it says comfort, and it said come fart. Like he made it in class. And I was like, that is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, comfort me like a Bob Ross painting, the sound of his voice like it's softly raining, like the feel of a breeze under the shorts, or the feel of a freshly cut golf course, sitting waterside as the sun softly sets, the sound of the end of a tape cassette, it's a comforter like you put on a bed, or watching a soft butter spread, it's driving on a bridge at night windows down, blasting music as you whip around town, mountain air in the AM for the balcony to start the day, or ending the night with good friends over a lotte. It's the feeling you get from a shivering pea. These are the things that comfort me. You can't look this up in an encyclopedia, so let the Draft Pod boys guide you through comfort media.
Hell yes, man.
Dude, I'm just happy to have the boys back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this is good.
The boys are back in town. Daniel, put it in here.
The boys are back in town. Yeah, they are. Oh, I should have kept the song. I should have kept saying lyrics.
But oh, that's all I got.
No, that's
fine.
Don't they just say the boys are back in town?
We're just going to make Daniel do so much work. Like, we're giving him a couple extra hours because we're recording early. So, like, let's just fill this shit with stuff. Like, let's just put out his phone number.
Oh, Daniel, put your phone number right here.
I'm not doing any more drops.
Daniel, play the boys are back in town. Take that clip that I just said and put it back to where we just said that.
Daniel, play you eating a sandwich. Just the middle part, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat a crunch wrap middle out.
Yeah. That's right. Right here. Insert that.
We should, I was just thinking, like, if I did say his number, like, he would just edit it out and then put my number in there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, wait, you ate a crunch wrap.
I shouldn't do that to somebody else who has final edit.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. By the way, his bro, that dude can edit some video. Tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Mad Chaser?
Yeah.
Son of
Mad Chaser? No, that's... Rad Chaser.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
So shout out to him on YouTube. Go check out Rad Chaser.
Yeah, Rad Chaser.
Fuck yeah, Rat Chaser.
Dude, Daniel's retro game collection is, it's got me fucking jealous. My God. Yeah. He's got some good shit.
Shout out to Nick Jonas. Because I still get jealous. Dude, what a song. What a song. Him just with a church choir in the background.
Woo! Oh, dude. I love that song. Slaps. Yeah. I got that on my daily playlist.
Ah, so good.
I still get jealous.
That's right. Hey, you know, and then he hit put a banger with Tove Lo close. That music video is like softcore poon.
softcore poon. You don't even get to see poon in softcore.
That's so crazy.
Without the nudity.
Softcore poon is like John Cena.
Daniel, insert music here. Oh man. Fuck, it's good to be back.
Man, I like when I don't have to do all that shit. this is so nice. Yeah.
We were realizing like, holy, there you go. Yeah. Holy shit, how much more difficult it is. But like, hey, oh, yeah. Look, motherfuckers were eating spaghetti, so I get it. You make the best spaghetti on the planet. If anybody wants some of James' spaghetti, get at him. He probably charges, I don't know, about $40 a plate because it's so good.
That's right.
But you can reach out to him and he'll send you a plate of his hand rolled meatballs, his beautiful spaghetti that he makes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and they're
modeled after my balls, so they are massive.
It's something I picked up in the Maldives, you know. It's like
yeah,
the Maldives really taught me a lot about spaghetti.
Yeah.
But you know, I really, while in the Maldives, like knee deep in the mist of the Maldives, I was I was very happy to hear that episode. Thank you guys so much. And the whole Jabroni U Network. That shit was perfectly needed, you know.
Yeah. We're just glad that you put nuts in your spaghetti so that Maldives nuts is like the best dish that you could ever put your mouth on.
I tell you what, James, I'm gonna jingle these papers. So while I'm doing that, why don't you tell the people where they can find us?
Oh yeah, hey, go to jabroniu.com where you can see all the shows, like Why Do We Ever Meet, Ceramic Cat, you get that new Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Biff Radio. Locals After Hours. My God, there's so many good things. A little bit of Flow and Tell action. You know, we need to get some Flow and Tell action going.
We do.
Know
what I mean? Ceramic vagina.
I actually have
I'm going to start a podcast called Glass Pussy.
Porcelain
pussy. Yeah, I'm gonna try to outdo fucking Cash every week. It's just gonna be a battle. We're gonna be like fucking Nas and Jay-Z. It's gonna be great,
dude. Give me that. You know what? You know what's crazy? I don't know why. I'm just now realizing that. I think Nas has to move up to number two overall for me, simply because we're birthday twins.
Damn, really?
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, he was born September 14th.
Man.
Damn.
Another Virgo.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Look, Virgo's in the house, but we bust heavy.
Yeah.
My birthday twin is M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh shit. Shout out Dave Bautista.
Yeah, that's the Shyamalan twist. We got the same birthday.
If I remember right, Louis C.K. is mine.
Oh no. Man.
It makes sense. Which makes sense.
Dude, it does make sense. You jerk off in front of so many people.
I do. But I get consent. You know.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
First.
You do ask. You always ask first.
I always ask.
Yeah. I said no one time, and then you just stood there until I said yes. Like, it was crazy.
Such a power trip move, Drew. Just like,
right. Dude, he just stared me in the eyes. And like, I was like, okay, fine.
If this will end, fine.
All right. So, yeah. Goshi, which is James.
Okay.
Liner,
I'll take that.
Which is Andy.
It's me.
Kistler, which is me.
Yeah, this will be fun. We're doing comfort media. So, it can be anything that's media driven. So, yeah. I don't know about you guys. Like, I have albums, but I'm going to try not to do it because it feels, I don't know, not as, it is media.
It's media.
I have like, albums.
I have so many albums that I could do a whole draft on albums.
Yeah. I was actually thinking, I think mine's so broad because I doubt you guys would be picking it. I'd probably just pick like even discographies.
Dude, can you say broad in 2023?
Yeah. You just can't post it as a story.
Okay, I gotcha.
I have a like a lot of TV shows, so yeah. Like, I mean, you know,
yeah,
comfort media is to you what it is to you.
That's true. Yeah,
whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm all over the board. So I guess, Drew,
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we ready?
Pop that.
Yeah. I got my number one pick like already locked in, because this is a television show that like when you're feeling down or when you just need a pick me up, like this is always my go-to. This is a show that potentially I could have on the TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and never get tired of it. And I'm going with The Office American version.
Ooh.
I mean, every episode is a banger. It tugs at your heartstrings. It makes you laugh. It's everything that you want from a comfort show. It's and you got the Jim and Pam love story is like one for the ages, you know? So it's just, it's an incredible show.
I like that, man.
Yeah, man. Michael Scott, baby, you know, like
it makes sense. You get the whole gambit of emotions and feelings, you know, but you always get laughter in there, which is important for your comfort. So I like that a lot.
And 9 seasons of that, like it goes by pretty fucking quick, truthfully. Like for whatever reason, like
22 minutes an episode.
I blast through The Office. I've seen it probably like 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just, once you're going, you're just fucking going, you know?
That's damn. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Office.
Okay. Shit.
Wait, are you done?
Yeah, I guess I'm done. You know, I mean, what else can you say?
I mean, I completely agree. Like, it's fucking fantastic. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's comforting.
I feel like it's one of those ones we've just talked about a lot.
It certainly is. Yeah. It's like my most comforting show. So like it's the number one most comfortable thing that I
feel like this is a show too, where you could like, if, and I've been saying this for a while, please fucking make this a button. This is a show you could fucking put shuffle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could 100%. Like watch. You don't have to watch in order. Just like play a random episode, you know, and it just goes.
Yeah.
Well, it also the nostalgia that the show brings, because they did so much like meme based stuff in the show that's from that time that just brings you back to like nostalgia. Really, for me, is the comfort, you know.
Yeah. Like the wedding dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All that shit. Yeah.
Dude.
All right.
What a hell of a lead in, because nostalgia is basically what my first pick is based off of.
Okay.
And nostalgia for me is the feeling I get when I like came into who I was or what I would become. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of cryptic, but
you became who you came.
Exactly.
When you grew from being come.
Mm-hmm. Dude, instead of from boys to men, it was from cum to boy.
I almost want a bell break.
Wait.
No, yeah. Don't say from cum to boy.
I almost want a bell break.
Don't clip that. Do not clip that.
Daniel. Daniel, make that play like 12 times in succinct. Yeah. You're like,
I guess I never say that. Like, we all come from cum. That's crazy.
Yeah, we were all jizz at one point.
We're all cum. We're just walking cum.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wow. That was so out of pocket. That is not what I meant, though.
No, it was.
Oh, man. Put your hands in your pocket. Put that wiener down, because we weren't talking about that. All right? None of that funny business going on over here.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I hope none of our listeners got the wrong idea from that, because if you did, stop listening.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to make a boys to men like kind of joke. And
yeah, sure you were.
Oh, yeah. We know. We know.
Well, my nostalgia.
You're going to make a lot of boys into men.
Shout out to Wayne.
You got like a minute left, by the way.
Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Shit. That's fantastic.
It honestly truly shaped who I would become. The style, the comedy, the just everything, like partially probably for me growing up, why I wanted to be in Cali so much is because Fresh Prince went to Bel Air. And this is the type of show I can put in. I can hit shuffle. I can do anything. It's just one of those shows that comforts me through whatever. I'm always laughing, but there's always like underlying really good fucking stories that were way ahead of their time in there. And it's just like, it's incredible. And you know what? That new Bel Air show, season two, comes out, I believe, next week. And season one banged. So I'm excited for season two. But the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, like, it's just one of those things. If you grew up in that time frame, that you'll always go back to. And it just gives you this warm hug feeling. You know, literally, people felt like Uncle Phil was like a father to them.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Cole
has it in one of his songs.
Fucking the only father that I ever knew. Yeah.
When I get my, bitch pregnant,
I'm going to be a better you.
Yeah. Exactly. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, good pick, guys.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if this is cheating or not, but I'll be okay losing a pick. That's how much I want to pick this.
Okay.
There's a podcast out there.
Shit.
It's called the Draft Podcast.
Oh.
And there's nothing I love doing more, like when I'm fucking down, than being here with you boys.
Oh shit. Oh, hey. Man. That's I don't think that's cheating at all.
No, oh, yeah. No. Yeah. 'Cause that's, and you can listen back to the shit that we did. And honestly,
yeah.
Our shit's kind of timeless.
It is. It really is.
Like, no bullshit. Like, you can go back and listen to stuff.
Yeah.
Like any episode, you're like, it doesn't matter when it was recorded.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because we talk about
special about
we
that.
Talk about a lot of nostalgia. We've talked about a lot of the stuff we're gonna pick on this draft.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I feel like we could. I mean, there's definitely timestamps. Like, you know, every once in a while we'll bring up something that's like, that's a thing, not a thing anymore. But
for sure. But yeah, like in terms of the actual drafts,
yeah.
Not much, because even if you go to our year-end review shows,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of this time capsule of like what happened in that year. So it's actually kind of a cool thing to listen to.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know? Yeah. We're doing the fucking work for you guys. You don't have to, you don't have to bury those fucking things in the ground anymore. Now just listen to old episodes of the Draft Pod and you'll know exactly what happened.
Yeah. We're like a year-end Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And we have impeccable taste, you know.
It's true.
And all of us score over a 4.3 on WikiFeet.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, especially now. I got my lotion socks on right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You might be moving up.
I just filled my sock up.
Yep, straight wiener to sock. Or wiener to foot.
But yeah, like, I've talked about it before. Like, 2020, like, that was like a shitty year, especially like dealing with the people I had to deal with day in and day out. Yeah. And like, this was such a reprieve from that. And I fucking loved it. So yeah, the Draft Podcast.
Dude, that's an incredible pick.
The Draft Podcast is for everybody.
Fucking A, yeah.
Yeah, we're like Wu-Tang.
Yeah. That's right. Fucking Wu-Tang and the Draft Pod are forever.
Yes. That's right. The draft.
Yeah, I didn't mean for the kids after my pick number two mistake.
Yeah, he was thinking for the kids.
The draft
oh, God. Oh, God. And then it's cream. Oh, God.
All right. Okay, so number two, I'm going to go with. Oh, there's two I really want, and I feel like neither one is coming back to me. Maybe I shouldn't have done the draft so early, but whatever. I'm going to go with. Listen, this show, there's only been two seasons of it. Oh, both shows I want only have two seasons.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
And they're both incredible.
Shit. Oh, shit.
And they're both like, I can just put on and just watch whatever I want.
I know what this is.
I don't know which one, though. I'm fucking. All right, guys. I think you should leave.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'm gonna choose that over the other one. Even the other one will not come back to me. But yeah.
I didn't know what you were gonna pick.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be something else.
I know the other one, the thing you think it is also what I was debating. But
okay.
Yeah. And he actually left. Well, he's gone.
You thought he should leave.
My actual pick.
Can I come back now?
Yeah.
Fine. I think you should come back.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
Come on back.
Yeah. All comes full circle. Oh, come. What do you know?
James is back. It's just come talk. We've gotten away from it the last three weeks.
I don't know why you guys would save it for me.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Flush it down the toilet?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do.
These crispy towels have been filled up for weeks for you, Chase.
Oh, dude, I even spelled your name in it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, I don't. Stop doing that.
I appreciate it.
You think I could get a J off with like one load?
Oh, God damn it.
A what?
A J. Oh. J off with one load. It's a double force.
It's a double, it is.
Oh, man.
That's why I was confused. I was like, wait. Yeah, you can J off in one load.
I think you should leave. Yeah, great shit.
Most jails end in one load.
We're back.
We're back, baby. All right, Andy.
All right, so I have to do a little strategy here. There's a couple I have that you guys aren't going to pick. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to save those a little bit, and I'm going to go with one of my go-to podcasts that just makes me laugh hysterically, and I'm going Two Bears, One Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, so specifically, I watch this probably at least once a month, the Kool-Aid thing that I showed you guys.
You're a grown man. You just drink Kool-Aid. It's so much sugar, too.
Big fucking sugary. Yeti full of Kool-Aid.
Oh, God. And like just how matter of fact he is about it. Yeah. And like Tom just being like, no, that's not fucking normal. You know?
I love Bert's fucking like when he's laughing that hard. Just like
and he can't fucking breathe.
Yeah.
And then he starts wheezing. But the Jennifer Aniston's story, that one. Oh.
Bert got so like he got so fooled on that story, like, and I was actually thinking, holy shit, this is so weird. Why would Jennifer Aniston act like the whole time? I'm thinking, why would she do any of this? It's so weird.
Man. And then fucking Hitler's teacup.
Oh my god. That's
like
that's fucking unbelievable that they
those three just that. Keeps me coming back for more because it's just like it reminds me of times of how I can imagine James is looking at Drew or myself during some story. It gives me that feeling. And maybe that's part of like what like makes it even more hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is because I'm like, this is a very real thing, yeah. You know, that yeah. I can see James experiencing with Drew or myself about something.
Yeah,
I'm the Tom Segura and you guys are my Bert Kreischers.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Two Bears, One Cave. It's super comforting, especially when you know you need a laugh. Tune in. Something's going to happen that you're going to just fucking cry laughing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking Bert, baby. Florida boy.
That's right. Tom, too.
Right. Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he moved around a little bit, but yeah, he was in Florida growing up too.
Oh shit, look at that. Man. I like that.
You don't say.
And they're doing it. They got out. They got out. They did it. They made it.
All right, James.
Back to me.
Pop.
All right.
Here we go. Pot is popped.
Well, maybe I'll take, if this is what Drew is thinking, I'm glad I didn't take it. So I'll just go ahead and do it. For my number two pick, and this is something that, you know, while in the Maldives, I definitely turned on and watched a few episodes and just enjoyed the hell out of myself. And I'm going Chappelle's Show.
Oh, no. My God.
That's not what it was.
No.
Okay. Then it's the other thing that I think it was.
Dude. I'm mad at myself that I don't have, I didn't have this on here, but yeah. Dude,
Chappelle's Show is like, it's just every single sketch is hilarious and so nostalgic. It brings me back to like Tallahassee days.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Andy and just like, you hear people doing the Little John out in the wild back then. You know what I mean? Just all of a sudden you'd be at a restaurant and you just hear somebody on the other end of the restaurant go, okay. You know, like
yeah. Sometimes it was us.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yeah. You know,
but yeah, recently just rewatching it, the sketch that got me so good was the fucking Mitsubishi Eclipse commercial.
Okay.
It's just so fucking the part where the girl's titty.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. Yeah.
And then Chappelle, like he does like a replay and it shows his slow-mo of him looking at that her titty when it falls. So funny.
Dude, I love those. Like the in the laundry room where the soap or the freshener or whatever comes out of the bottle and it's in slow motion. Oh my goodness. Like that's one we need to do at some point is just straight up just Chappelle Show stuff.
Oh, definitely.
We need
sketches, Chappelle sketches for sure.
Oh, cause yeah, there is
like, yeah,
some bangers.
That sketch is actually in the first season. That's like one of the first sketches that they play is the Mitsubishi Eclipse commercial.
Yeah.
And I also rewatched the episode with Wayne Brady, which
dude,
it's so funny. Like, yeah,
I love how Wayne Brady took that shit back. You know,
yeah, he was just on Marin talking about that. How, like, I guess he or maybe it was on the show. Like, I think Darnell made a joke about him or something, and he was just like, "I called Dave and was like, hey, man." And he's like, no, come on. Like, let's come on. And he fucking, that's when, like, how the whole sketch happened.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man,
I love amazing.
Wayne Brady for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and people act like this motherfucker wasn't putting out some amazing shit. And Whose Line Is It Anyway? Yeah.
Dude, I loved Whose Line. Like, that could potentially, that could be, I don't have it written down, but I would watch that shit for comfort. That show was so good.
For sure. Oh, man. All right. Back to you.
All right. Back to me. All right. I'm going to jump off the show bandwagon here, and I'm going to go to more of, like, let's say reels. I'm going to call them reels.
Okay.
Keeping it reels. So, like, on Instagram, especially lately, you know, post-Maldives and...
Oh, I have this. You know, okay.
Thinking about the Maldives and all that. This has been something that it might not be what you're thinking, Andy, but I wasn't even really like a big fan of this guy, truthfully, when he was a player. But now that it's passed and this guy passed away.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. I've gotten really into the idea of the Mamba mentality, you know? Yeah. So like I have been like nonstop watching Kobe Bryant motivational clips. Like it's him talking and saying like the things that made him as great as he was.
Yeah.
Overlaid with highlight videos of his playing days. And like,
fuck.
It's just like, it's really, it's super fucking motivational. And like, in the last couple of years, I've gotten like my love for the NBA has really like blossomed back again. Like, you know, I've always loved it. I've always been a Magic fan. I've always worn Magic t-shirts and stuff you know, through the years, but I never really paid a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. But lately I've been paying a lot of attention and like going back and watching these clips and like kind of like revisiting that. I feel like I should have been a fan of Kobe, but for whatever reason, you know, I wasn't. I don't know. You know what I mean? I just, because it wasn't my team. He played for the Lakers.
Well, yeah, and weren't as into it at his peak.
Right. That's true, too.
So that's part of it, too. You need to go and check out Kobe Bryant's Muse. It was a Showtime documentary, and it's one of the greatest things, like, you will see.
Dude, I want to watch it. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's Muse is like, it will give you goosebumps. Just, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm into that. I'm into that for sure.
But you're right. The Kobe Bryant mentality, the Mamba mentality, is something that's just, it's bigger than basketball.
Yeah, dude. It's like just listening to the guy talk and listening to people talk about him. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just the thoughts that they had about him. Like one of the things I always kind of go back to thinking about these motivational clips is like people always called Kobe a ball hog, which I thought the same thing when I was young. That was probably another reason why I wasn't like a fan of him as a player back then.
Mm-hmm.
But then the motivational clip is Kobe talking about like you say I'm a ball hog, but when we're at practice, I'm the first one there, and then you guys show up. You guys leave, you go to the bar, you go clubbing, you go do whatever you're going to do. I'm still there practicing. I'm still there fucking doing my thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He lived and breathed the thing that he loved, and that's why he was so fucking great, and that's why he was going to take that last shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And he's prepared for it.
And yeah. I also feel like he's cooler in the sense of thinking the Mamba mentality than, say, Jordan, who used false ideas in his head to get that fighting spirit.
Whereas that is true. He took Kobe, slights. Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe, like, he created the mentality to go at this thing 100% and not fucking give up and never give up and never let anyone work harder than he worked. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy, and it's fucking good.
Dude.
Oh. Crazy in a good way, you know?
Woo! You gave me a little goosebumpies.
A little pee shiver there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, without the pee.
Well, yeah.
A peeless shiver?
Yeah.
That Mamba mentality, boy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Andy, beat that.
I had two basketball ones.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with one of my basketball ones.
I had two as well.
Yeah.
My other one.
I don't think so. I don't think so. This is one that has meant a lot to me over the years. And what's great about it is I watched it so much when I was a kid that the entire 45 minutes or whatever it is just lived in my head.
Is it the playground?
No, but I have that one too. Oh. This whole thing just kind of played in my head. And then a few years ago or whatever, I found it on YouTube, and it's one that I go back to. It's how I got into certain songs and music as well. It's the NBA Superstars VHS tape.
I think you've talked about this before.
Yeah. I think I have too. Yeah. It's like, 10 to 13 different players. There's a couple that are like a bunch of players, but songs, and it's got like Magic Johnson to Janet Jackson's Control, Larry Bird to John Cougar Mellencamp's Small Town, Jordan to Berlin's Take My Breath Away, Isaiah Thomas to Vanessa Williams' Right Stuff, Charles Barkley to Scandal's The Warrior. I am the warrior, bang bang. Like, the shit is my Hakeem Olajuwon, who to me is a top five player of all time. He's the greatest center of all time. Amazing. For me.
Amazing.
How You Like Me Now, Cool Moe Dee. That's how I got into that.
That's fucking awesome.
And the cool mode, How You Like Me Now, sent me down the path of a lot of old school hip hop. That's what sent me down that path. Now, I probably would have gotten there anyway.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to like Hammer, Fresh Prince, Crisscross, and I would have evolved and then eventually went back to it. But like, I love that Kool Moe Dee song so much that like I was looking for other things like that, like that were like 80s hip hop.
Yeah.
Just that style. But Dominique Wilkins to Yanni's Looking Glass. Like, come on now.
What an interesting playlist.
I know. I want to see this so bad just because of the songs now.
Teddy's Jam. This is how I got into my fucking love. Oh my god, fucking god, I fucking love it. And like I'm blanking right now because I'm such a big fucking idiot. God, you know, but like Teddy's Jam by Guy was on there. Like that was so yeah, this video lives just kind of like rent-free in my head. And like now you can go and watch it on YouTube, and it's something I go back to. It's basketball clips, it's good music, and it's fucking it's something I just fucking love.
That's awesome, man.
I will send a clip out.
I just did that laugh where I sighed at the end and then I thought about it because Daniel
What's that?
I did the fucking laugh. My sigh, you know what I mean? But yeah. Dude, I'm totally into this. Like, is this on YouTube or anything?
Yes. Currently? Yes, it is. It's called NBA Superstars. That's all you got to look up. It's by Santiago 73. He put it up September 24th, 2017. It's 42 minutes, 42 seconds.
Dude, that's pretty close to the first episode of the Draft Pod. I feel like we started in like September or August of 2017.
We started in February.
We started in February, yeah.
Did we? Fuck, yeah. Never mind. Cancel that then. You know, I was trying to put something together. I was trying to make the universe work for us.
But yeah, it's some of the best shit that you can watch ever.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, I'm gonna watch that tonight.
I've watched it at least 100 times.
Hell yes.
At least.
Awesome. All right.
Fuck, that got me so excited. You have no idea.
So here's one, and I actually watched it this weekend, and I'm surprised it came back to me. So I'm gonna go with the other one I was talking about, and that's Ted Lasso.
Ooh. Oh yes. Season 3 coming March 15th, I think.
Yeah. Dude, that's like that show just fucking wraps around you like a fucking blanket. Like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
Dude, they go through everything too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can learn a lot about yourself and about how people think just by watching that show, you know?
Dude, what Jason was going through himself while filming it.
Yeah.
How he got some of the performances he got out of it because of all the shit that was going on. Like, and not to mention, it's one of the funniest fucking shows there is.
Yeah.
Like, so you get to be able to get that emotion, like in that kind of like, holy shit, and get the humor that you get.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, it made soccer fans. It literally made people into soccer fans in the United States.
The World Cup wouldn't have been as big if it wasn't for Ted Lasso.
It only would have been 397 billion people, not 400 billion.
Exactly.
Fucking Mac and Ryan Reynolds bought a soccer team because of that show, you know?
There you go. Oh, man.
I don't know if that's true, but. Sounds good.
God, I cannot wait for season 3.
Yeah. Dude, there's some shit that's about to hit, and I'm like excited for like week to week TV coming up.
Dude, yes.
Because that's coming. Party Down starts up again.
Dude, yes. Oh my God. Party Down, I think, is like this week.
Yeah, and this weekend.
Is that going to be on Stars or what's that going to be on?
Stars, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Shit.
And then
the Stars.
I think fucking the last season of Snowfall is this week. Like, there's something
else. That's a good one. Upcoming TV. That's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, it's about to get like it's all TV that I will watch week to week. So it's pretty cool.
We did that once before where we did shows we're currently watching. We could easily do that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. To me. Like I said, I could probably go discography, but I'm actually going to go with one specific song. And it's a it's Modest Yahoo, and it's not the one I picked on Biff Radio.
Okay.
It's on the album after that one, and it's either called Warrior or Live Like a Warrior.
Okay.
But that song like is so fucking motivating, and I remember not the job I'm at now, but the previous job, like it was literally like I was listening to it every morning just to go into work. Like getting fired was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, like from that fucking job, to be honest with you. I love the people I worked with, but the job was just fucking terrible.
I dream of getting fired one day, fingers crossed. You
know, hey man, just start selling shit on eBay. So yeah, like it's just in my head going off the lyric, it's a today live like you wanna, yes, let yesterday burn and wait, today yeah, you let yesterday burn and throw it in the fire. Yeah, live like a warrior. And then it's just the repeat, that's why I didn't want to say the same words again.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's awesome, like talking about like, you know, like don't live by fucking people judging you and all that kind of shit. Just like fucking power through and fucking go for it, man. And I fucking love that song. So
One Day does it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. One day is great, but One Day is more of like a worldly view, you know?
Yeah. 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 It's and not like necessarily as personal.
Yeah. This is like,
and then I love King Without a Crown, obviously. Yeah. Who fucking doesn't? Sunshine. Yeah. I think that's the one you picked.
No, I picked One Day.
Oh, you picked One Day? Okay.
Yeah.
I fucking love Modest Yahoo. I don't care who wants to hate on his fucking braids, although he's got it now.
Yeah. I think he's shaved it all off now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is like a good motivational song.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Orthodox Jews.
That's right.
Shout out.
Check out Famous Jews.
Yeah, go check out Famous Jews draft. Yeah.
I hope we picked him.
I think we did.
I think we did. Yeah. He was at least honorably mentioned.
Oh, man. All right. Back to me. I'm going to go over to YouTube again. And I'm going to go over to something that you can get caught in just a rabbit hole. And again, it's nostalgia. It's a time that I'm always going to vividly remember as one of the greatest times of Saturday Night Live. And I'm going with Lonely Island Videos.
Oh, dude, that is such a good one.
Like, the digital shorts.
The digital shorts. Yeah. Like, it's just, I can get any flavor that I want for whatever like mood I'm in. I could just get caught in and all of a sudden I've watched an hour of digital shorts.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It makes me feel so good. Like you can get to, we did a whole episode on the digital shorts, but
yeah.
You know, like you can get Great Day and then you can get some Justin Timberlake bangers and then you can get Throw It on the Ground and like just all kinds of weird things. You can get fucking Laser Cats. Like it just goes all over the place of anything you want. And I mean, Modest Yahoo kind of reminded me of Ross Trent, you know, so
yeah.
It's just,
Fucking Shy Ronnie at the Super Bowl, you know?
Dude, Shy Ronnie. Right. Like,
Rihanna really messed up not bringing out Shy Ronnie, I'll tell you what.
Dude, imagine Sandberg came out with a boner. Like, that would have been crazy. But she did it with no features, so I get it. Because you can't do Shy Ronnie without Ronnie being there. Right. But, like, yeah, there's... It happens.
What a wild if he was the one feature.
Yeah. I don't know how often this happens for you guys, but there will be something that happens in my life or something that pops up and just a random digital short will pop in my head, you know, because they went through everything, you know?
Yeah. I just watched Dear Sister the other day, like,
dude,
fucking dying laughing. Shia LaBeouf pops out. Like, oh my God.
Ooh, what you say? That got me into her music.
Yeah.
Like, I went down a whole path from, like, Dido? From there. So.
Is that who that is?
No. Imogen Heap.
Imogen Heap. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I might have said it wrong.
Dido. I just thought of a good comfort show.
Dido has some good comfort songs too. Like, yeah. Thank You, I think. Whew. Banger.
James.
Okay, here we go. I'm on the clock.
Yeah. Here, let me reset you.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good. Okay. You're good. I got time. I got
Well, you're back, so let's drop the L and you're back on that.
Fuck. I'm trying to decide where I want to go with this. I don't know if I can take I don't know if I can take all of this.
We're stalling it out. Literally.
But if you guys want me to, I'll pick a specific movie. But
this, you can take the whole series. I don't give a shit.
Well, this is like a whole universe, or also known as the Askewniverse, the View Askewniverse.
You can take them.
But yeah. I mean, I feel like you could just pop on any Kevin Smith movie, and it just makes you feel a certain type of way. And
what is your most go-to Kevin Smith comfort movie?
Mallrats, definitely. Definitely Mallrats.
Drew, what's yours?
Oh, shit. I guess it depends on the mood, but probably Clerks 2.
Okay.
Clerks 2 is fantastic.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Chasing Amy for me.
Fucking A. Oh. Hey. Chasing Amy is an amazing movie.
Yeah,
I love the fucking the gay dude's speech about Darth Vader. Like,
yeah. What's a Nubian?
His face is revealed.
You almost made me laugh.
Face is revealed. Reveal a crusty old white man. He's got the big beautiful black voice. Oh fuck! This shit makes me laugh so hard, but
dude, yeah. Can you even, I always associate an evening with you and Kevin Smith. Oh, like, that'll never fail for me.
Yeah. That, especially the first one.
Yes.
The first one is like, it's a perfect stand up special.
It really
and
is.
And it's just questions and answers. Like, the way that Kevin Smith do, like, that's also like, he's answering a question. So in some sense of the world, he's doing improvisation. Yeah. He didn't have that shit written down. It's just pulling from his memory. He's making jokes that hit every fucking time while also just telling you the story of his life. Like the shit where he documented shit for Prince and you know, it's so fucking funny. And then it just went in the vault and you never get to see it. You'll never ever
Superman
see it.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. Like
yeah. But like, yeah, that's what I always associate with Kevin Smith.
Giant spider in Act 3.
Oh, yes!
My God. I was just telling that story like 3 weeks ago. Like,
yes.
And like how fucking Wild Wild West comes out and he's like, and guess who Will Smith was fighting? Giant spider in Act 3.
See, there's something for anyone. Like, if you don't like Kevin Smith movies, you know, like, you're wrong. But also, like, you
it's
might
just
like
interesting.
Yeah. You might like An Evening with Kevin Smith just because if you say you don't like his movies, but you might like his stand up.
It's hard to take your eyes away from it because he's such a good storyteller.
Yeah.
And because the questions keep coming, pop. You know, it's
when
like
he talks about Jason Mewes jerking off all over the fucking Boys and Girls Club, like fucking everything in the room. Like, it's one of the funniest fucking things, dude. Like, yeah.
Hey, speaking of fucking everything in the room.
That's the best transition we've ever done.
Daniel, cut that. We need to make it a clip and put it on our board. That was the greatest transition into Raven of all time.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, we'll actually like add that to the drop. So it's every time. Speaking of fucking everything in the room.
Let's go with you, James. James, hit us. What do you got? You got some good shit?
I got two good things that I've watched over the last couple weeks. One of them is a show with Daniel Radcliffe, and it's called Miracle Workers. It was a TBS show that is now on HBO Max. Have you seen it, Drew?
I've watched like one episode. Like, I guess it changes every season. Like,
yeah,
right. Like, I watched one like the cow, like when they were cowboys or whatever, and I was like,
that's the third season.
I need to know more about this show.
Yeah, or no, that's the second season.
It was
no,
like
that's
I
the
think
third season.
Was,
third season.
Like Buscemi was in it, and
Buscemi played like in the first season. Buscemi plays God.
Okay.
And they have this whole deal where it's basically like Daniel Radcliffe is an employee in heaven to make sure that certain things happen.
Okay. You
know, he helps miracles work, right? But they can't like intervene in people's lives, so they have to do it like with like blow wind in this direction and make this go this way so that it crosses their path and then, well, you know, shit like that. But like the movie is really, or the show is really about like kind of the love story with Daniel Radcliffe and the girl that I don't know, I can't remember her name. But every season, like the second season is set in medieval times. And they do, the show is like really fucking funny. Buscemi is really fucking funny. The shit that happens in the show, like making fun of medieval times and shit, is really fucking funny. And they also do the thing where there's a term for this that I don't know it, but when they take modern stuff in the world and they intertwine it into like the timepiece, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like sometimes a song from the 20th century will play during like the medieval season or whatever, like, and they know it's playing, you know what I mean? It's fucking funny.
Geraldine Viswanathan.
Yeah, she's fucking awesome too.
Yeah.
So I highly suggest that. I've watched all three seasons. First season is the like Heaven Factory, the second season is Medieval Times, and the third season is Oregon Trail. And
I think season four just dropped.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it looks like season four, episode one, January 16th.
Oh, well, see, I kind of assumed that it got canceled because it doesn't seem like a show that would continue on because I've never heard anyone ever talk about it.
Looks like there's three episodes that have dropped.
Oh, shit. I'll have to check that out.
So,
yeah. The show's really funny. And the second show that I want to mention that I'm like five episodes in now. I didn't really give it a good chance the first go around. So I'm watching it now and I'm watching She-Hulk.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't know. Have you guys checked it out at all?
No.
I have not seen it. The Attorney at Law show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually fucking good and funny. And the only thing I didn't like when I originally watched it was kind of the origin story episode, but once you get through that and she becomes She-Hulk or whatever, which is just the first episode, the show is like really funny and irreverent, and the chick who plays She-Hulk is fucking awesome.
Cool.
I just heard the effects were really bad in it.
That's not
well, here you go, Drew. Patty Harrison, who's known for her roles in I Think You Should Leave, is in the show. So what now, bitch?
Yeah, what now, bitch?
Yeah, what now, bitch? Bitch.
Well, I want to see who Patty Harrison is. I hope it's the girl that's like, are we still going to get anything? And they're like, oh, it looks like Santa came early. That's fucking hilarious. What's her name? Harrison?
Patty Harrison. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that face.
Yeah.
So she's in it.
That is her.
That is okay.
Yeah, she's fucking. Boom. Yeah. Every time, like, she has a little sketch on there, she's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in it somewhere.
There's also a guy named Josh Segarra.
Yeah.
Is that the right guy?
Yep. That's his name.
That's him. And he plays one of the people on her like team of lawyers or whatever. And that dude's pretty funny too.
From Longwood, Florida.
The whole show is very, very funny and it's good. So I highly suggest it. And I don't think that the special effects are bad at all. I mean, she looks like a Hulk. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk looks just like her Hulk. Like same effects, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Books.
It's a fun show.
I got a show.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very fucking good. When I went hard after the after party and told you guys you need to watch it, This is this year's version of me saying that. It's okay. Not the same show.
You're like, but it's after party season two.
Yeah, but it is a case of the week murder mystery. It's called Poker Face.
Oh,
it was created by Rian Johnson. And this girl who's in it, let me get
it's
her.
It's the chick from Orange is the New Black and from she was back
Natasha Lyonne.
Natasha Lyonne.
Holy shit.
She was on American Pie.
She
was in American Pie movies.
Yeah.
It is fucking amazing. It's something that I know they were saying like they want like a case of the week mystery kind of thing, kind of similar to like maybe a Columbo. This is way different than that, but that's like the type of shit like I remember growing up loving. And yeah, this one is not necessarily for the kids, I would say, but it's fucking great.
Is she like a con woman or something?
So she's somebody that has the ability to tell if someone's lying or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's got that. Not that she's like somebody that sees the future or anything supernatural like that. It's just like she can tell if you're lying or not, like when you talk to her. And yeah, it was like episode one, for instance, like almost like felt like a whole mini movie. And then like it just keeps going.
Dude, I want to watch this. Yeah, I was already interested in it.
It is something that I cannot suggest enough. I think it could be in contention. I'm only a couple episodes in, but I think it could be in contention potentially for show of the year at the end of the year.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Like that's the kind of praise I'm giving this thing. So I don't know what the Rotten Tomatoes score is, but it's got to be fucking great because it is brilliant writing, brilliant acting. Like, it's fucking good. Let me look up what it
Do
is.
Do shows get Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, nowadays they do. All right, Poker Face, Rotten Tomatoes. 99% fresh from the critics, 78% audience score. This is the time that I will agree with the critics more than the audience. But yeah, like,
it's got an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb as well. So
there you go.
That's like, high marks.
It's fucking incredible. So I cannot suggest it enough. It's on Peacock. It's called Poker Face. If you're even
is it all
more
out?
Of a movie guy than a TV week to guy, week? Wes, watch it. I think all the episodes are out. But again, I'm only a couple episodes. No. So looks like 7 or 8 episodes are out right now.
Okay.
But yeah, like after we're done recording, I'm going back to watch that.
Hell yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fucking amazing. Like, must see television.
Yeah.
What's it on?
Peacock. Peacock?
Peacock. Okay. Drew, I'm going to need your Peacock login information.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you know I just realized I did the Peacock.
You guess you'll get it.
Okay.
That my kid makes. So we're like, what sound does a peacock make? And he says, peacock.
That's
the sound for what a peacock sounds like.
Yeah, I got it.
I think it's funny because he's saying pee and cock at the same time.
Cock! Yeah.
And I laugh.
Peacock. Cock pee. Yeah. All right. I went and saw Ant-Man and the Wasp with James this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. I had a blast.
Is that why you didn't take it, James?
No, that's why. No, it was fantastic. I'm telling you, it was very, very fucking good.
Yeah.
I think it looks incredible. And Jonathan Majors looks like,
dude,
that character I feel like I'm going to love.
He crushes it.
Yeah. His Kang is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
and I can't wait to see future Kangs. Like,
dude, does he Kang Wang with it?
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Scrumpy even said, like, he's like, it was so cool that we got to see at least for a little bit, like, those fucking Creed muscles that he put on.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Right at the end, you get to see him. Like, yeah, it's worth the wait.
Dude, like Drew said after the movie, too, like, this is pure sci-fi fantasy. This is like a Star Wars movie. Like, it all takes place within the quantum zone.
Quantum verse,
quantum realm, I think.
Quantum realm.
That makes sense.
There you go. But so like it's all like amoebas and like living things. Like the buildings are alive in the show. And
oh shit!
Like the characters are fucking funny too. Like the pink blob guy.
Yeah, dude. The fucking your buildings are living. Your buildings are dead.
Yours are dead.
There was so many good jokes. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is just like,
yeah,
he's a heartwarming dude. You know.
Oh yeah, he is.
Oh my god, I'm such an idiot.
What?
You won't believe this. Because you were back, I literally forgot to start typing.
So you don't have any of our picks?
Oh shit.
No,
that's okay. I have like my picks written down. I can tell you what I picked.
I have mine.
You picked. We're gonna do a mini like we used to do back in the day.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
when we used to do like,
all right, halfway point, guys.
Halfway point. Let's review the list.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that right now, just out of need. James, okay. I got The Office at 1.
Yeah, Chappelle's Show 2.
Mamba Mentality 3.
Yeah, and then Viewist Universe 4.
Okay. Oh man, wow, what a I just was like, James is back. Fuck, what was 2 again?
Mob or Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show. All right, also, Andy.
Go ahead.
You got Fresh Prince. No, keep going. I'm just gonna try to figure it out as I'm
For those for those who haven't listened or, you know, didn't want to listen or whatever, I recommend giving the thing we did with PWT Cast yesterday with Wes a listen. It's very good. And the kind of, it's towards the end, we kind of get into the mission statement of resignation. And I thought that was really cool. And I thought it was really, like, I don't know, like, it like listening to him talk about the passion of why he wrote these songs and everything like that is really amazing. So,
Shit. Yeah. Album dropping this week too. Yeah.
February 24th.
Like PWT did
more
like
than right now.
VH1 Behind the Music, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all right, Drew, I have the draft pod number one, number two.
I think you should leave.
I think you should leave. That's when I left.
That's why you forgot to write that one.
Yeah. Number three.
Live Like a Warrior, Modest Yahoo.
Yep. And then number four.
That'll come to me.
Yep.
I didn't write anything down. Like, I didn't even make notes for this. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going
Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I normally would go back to my check sheet, like what I've hit off of there, but I don't even have that because I was like, I can do this.
I've been doing good the last couple weeks. So, yeah. Like this time, I was like, James is back. Even though I said, I'll type it.
Yeah. Like, weirdly, this is the first time that I've actually hit the button every time.
That is, well, see, it's because, oh, never mind. That doesn't work because I did the opposite.
Yeah.
You're overperforming and I'm underperforming.
James is here, so the professionalism's back, even on my end.
Yeah.
Fucking rising. What is it? Wait.
Rise against? What does that have to do with anything?
Rise. A rising tide. No.
The yeast rises when the bread be cooking.
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely what I was thinking.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, these do be rising, though.
You know what? Oh, go ahead.
Before you go, one more thing that I meant to mention that I totally forgot. It's only like four episodes in right now, but the show Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That's on Apple TV. I highly, highly recommend it. It is so fucking good. You guys will love that show.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I really like the, I don't know if you guys ever saw it. I thought it was fucking brilliant. The Meskerwitz, like the Paul Rudd fucking, Will Ferrell show.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he was like a, kidnapped or something?
The Shrink Next Door.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, that was fucking incredible. But, like, yeah, you gotta check. I think it was like one season and that's it. But, like, I'm guessing Shrinking has some of that kind of feel to it because this was kind of like.
Was that more serious or comedy?
I would say more serious. It was a dark comedy.
This show is actually a pure comedy, but with a lot of heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more, it reminds me more of like the Ted Lasso feel where
gotcha.
Has a lot of heart.
Yeah. Shrinker Next Door is not that feeling.
Yeah.
At all. But like, I'm
sure
comedy.
That was amazing though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all.
I just wanted to say that.
I'm very interested in Shrinking though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good to see Jason Segel back on the screen.
Fuck yeah, man. I miss the guy.
Yeah.
I know. I've been watching, I restarted How I Met Your Mother recently, and I was like, man, fucking Marshall's fucking great. Like,
yeah.
He needs to be more. Like, I was like thinking about it, like, you know, out of all the people, like, I thought he would be like making more shit nowadays. And it's good. I mean, maybe I've just been missing it, but
I bet he's been doing a lot of like, indie type stuff I guess in the last few years he had movie wise The Discovery, which I don't even know what that is. Come Sunday.
Come Sunday, that's, I love Come Sundays.
we back but yeah, he's got a couple movies that came out last year as well. And then looks like, yeah, Winning Time. He was Paul Westhead in the Lakers thing.
Oh, okay.
Um, So yeah, shit, it does dude, feel I, like he should yeah. be doing more though.
Yeah.
I never finished that show either. That's a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to finish that shit too.
Speaking of that, that Jordan, the Air Jordan movie looks awesome too.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Dude, Damon and Affleck in this Jordan movie with Chris Tucker, like
yeah.
I feel like this was made for me.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Like, guys, Andy Liner needs a movie. I got it.
And the crazy thing is I was like, I would feel that this type of movie wouldn't garner like the best actors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, but and, it's like,
it's got an amazing cast, which I'm excited about because I'm like, oh, they're really doing it.
Jason Bateman, Viola Davis. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to her guns.
Yeah.
And we ain't talking about weapons, although those things are weapons and they will mass destruct you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so raven. Oh, that's so shitty. Draft bonnets, you know. If it's splendid or it blows. So raven, so shitty.
James, you are on the board.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to get to a little bit of music. Lately, I'm just going to pick a band, but ultimately, the whole idea is that, like, since the Maldives and all the shit that I've been dealing with in the Maldives.
A lot of mountains and shit.
Yeah. A lot of mist. I have been listening to a lot of pop punk. That's like, you know, which is nostalgic for me because it's what I listened to all the time when I was younger.
That angsty shit.
Yeah, angsty shit. And specifically, I'm going to say Blink-182 just because I've always been a big Blink fan and everybody knows that. I know that that's probably not highly respected amongst our crew, but I don't care.
I think, you know, why wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like in those late 90s, early 2000s, like it was it. Like that was the shit. I don't
know. There's like it. Not only that, but like Blink-182 released a 3-album or 3-song or 4-song EP or whatever, like just 2 or 3 years ago. And there's 2 songs on that album that I've been playing a shit ton as well.
So what do you think have been the most played songs for you?
The most played songs were the song that is specifically from that newer album is, I got to look up the name of it, but it's called, where the
this new album, was that with the original three, or was that when Matt was doing vocals? When Tom this was all is, crazy.
It was the original three. The Neighborhoods album I didn't get into as much. Not to say that I didn't like the Matt guy or whatever, but it's just, you know, even though Tom DeLonge is fucking crazy and he thinks aliens are all around us. Which, you know, who cares? Maybe aliens are all around
look,
us.
Man.
Look, there's been a lot of UFOs lately, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But fucking Tom DeLonge, balloons.
He just has that voice that I like. I know some people think that it's too high or whatever. However he sings or whatever. But, yeah, I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of their style, and I'm a fan of that music, so.
I'm with you, man. Like, when I think about pop punk, like Blink's the first people that come to my mind.
Yeah.
And I view that time frame very positively. So, again, I view it. KA has kind of said it, and this is how I view it. I'm a very much a separate art from artist kind of guy. That's just how I am. That's how I've been my whole life. And like KA has said it, like, when you put the music out, you've almost given it to the world, so it's not even yours anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I kind of side with that, because here's the thing. Am I going to look up all the Harvey Weinstein movies to see what they are so I don't watch them? No. I'm going to watch them and it's not going to bother me, because if that thing makes me happy, it makes me fucking happy. And I don't care if you have a problem with that or not. You know,
just because Harvey Weinstein put money in it doesn't mean that he had anything to do with the message that that movie.
Exactly. Was there if something for, makes me know? Feel good, like it makes me feel good. So that's why very much I'm a separate art from artist kind of guy. I've always been that. I know in some instances it's a little bit harder to do. Robert Kelly, but for the most part, that's how I am.
You're the one talking about coming on boys earlier.
I didn't talk about peeing on girls though. There's levels.
Yeah.
One of them is okay. but yeah, like,
wait,
I'm with you.
I don't think either of those.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm willing to bet that neither Daniel, are okay.
Daniel, replay that again. We just need to hear it to make sure Andy did say that both of those things are
yeah, both are absolutely abhorrent.
Wow, what a good word, Andy.
Dude, yeah.
Abhorrent.
Like, fucking, yeah. Fucking little children whores.
Little children whores. All right. Andy.
Oh shit. All right. I'm ready. I'm going music just like James did. Look, I'm going super broad. Since you brought the word out, Drew, I can use it. So I'm gonna go with just hip hop freestyles. And I'll just run through some of my favorite ones like to look up. So like on YouTube, I'm just gonna say hip hop freestyles. Obviously like LD, Lil Dicky. Some of his has brought me so much joy. Tyler, the Creator on Funk Flex. One of the funniest things you'll fucking see, because Tyler's just like being Tyler and he doesn't give a shit. And Funk Flex is very like old school hip hop. Like, whoa, don't be like gay about things. You know,
he's like, I'm going to sex with Funk Flex or whatever. And he's like, whoa, why'd you say that?
He's like, whoa, what made you go with that line? You know, like that, the Coast Contra videos that I sent you guys a couple.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my god, Coast Contra. If
people have not watched the Coast Contra, just look it up on YouTube. Like it is amazing. You will not be fucking disappointed.
Yeah, dude. You know, speaking of your birthday boy, did you had you heard that Nas one before, Andy?
Which one?
The Method Man and Nas with Coast Contra, the one I sent?
No, oh, I okay. hadn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was absolutely heat.
He was talking to, like, he sent me a text like the next day and he's like, hey, you guys were talking about Coast Contra. Did you listen to any of it yet? I was like, yeah, they were pretty good. And he's like, have you heard this yet? And I was like, no, but I'm just gonna listen. Yeah. I forwarded it to you guys right away. That shit was
who sent you that?
Aaron.
Oh, so he knew about Coast Contra.
Yeah, yeah.
That's badass. Yeah, that's awesome. But like, yeah, I'll bring up Quideca, even though it's a Styles of Rap video. He's the one coming up with the lyrics and doing them. So the Styles of Rap videos from Quideca. Harry Mack is the best freestyler on the planet right now. Look up Harry Mack videos. He goes on Omegle and like people will jump on and he makes them give them words. And then he just busts these elaborate freestyles off the top. And it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Is he like a backpacker guy?
Yeah, kind of.
I might have seen like his TikTok videos or something.
But like, what? Just pull up Harry Mack freestyle. He's got so many of them, and it's unbelievable. So yeah, hip hop freestyles is what I'm going to go with. I watch them literally almost daily, but definitely weekly.
Yeah,
dude, I have seen this Harry Mack guy. This dude's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, what a good trend we have here. So I'm going to go music as well. And I'm going to go with that Matt guy. I'm going to go with Alkaline Trio. No, Matt guy.
Oh, okay.
Matt Skiba. Yeah. I'm going to Alkaline Trio. I did talk about this with Ben on, like, but like there, it's just a band that I can put on anytime and fucking, and it, like, for any emotion, like the, like the same song will hit me fucking three different ways. Like, and that's what I love about it. You know, whether I'm feeling good, bad, indifferent, like it's just a band that's just like, I can always jam out to. So
what's your favorite song?
Fuck. If I, there's so fucking many, but like, I think personally, my favorite song by them is I'm Dying Tomorrow. I talked about this before, I think, where it's like, it's kind of like my YOLO.
Okay. All right.
Basically, like, I'm dying tomorrow. Did I do it right? You know, talks about all that shit. Like, basically just, you know, living for today, bruh.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, James?
I like Matt Skiba a lot in Alkaline Trio because that's where I know him from.
Yeah.
But the crossover, just it wasn't it. Not to say there were two or three songs on that album that I liked a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's just because you tune into Blink and you're expecting to hear a certain voice, you know? So I get that.
I kind of actually, so I didn't realize they actually put out an album with him. I thought he just toured.
Yeah, it was called Neighborhoods.
Okay. I'd like to check it out just to see what his like lyrics were.
Yeah. No, I mean, the songs are good. Like,
'cause his lyrics are like, like they're all fucking real dark, like with Alkaline Trio. So I'd love to see like what he went with for.
So is he still doing stuff with them? Because it says co-lead vocalist of Blink 182 from 2015 to 2022.
I think Tom came back last year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tom came back in 2019 when they did that 9 album.
So was Matt on it with them then? And it was four of them?
The Neighborhoods album.
Okay.
Okay.
With them.
Okay, so maybe he just went and toured with them. He
must have toured with them, yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because if they want to play some of the songs from that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But Blink, Tom came back in 2019. They did that album. Then they broke up again. And now he's back again. So he just comes back to them whenever he needs money, I guess, to search for more aliens. They make an album.
Yeah. All right. Back on the clock. Andy, are you keeping track?
Yep, I got it.
Alkaline
Trio.
I was thinking about that while you were picking. I was like, man, I hope he didn't forget about it already. The sixth pick would be, again, since we're being super broad. I was gonna go with a certain thing, but I'm gonna go more vague. And it's just like, and this can be real or YouTube, but like the Pete Holmes fucking from the Pete Holmes show, and then like the Badman videos, like every single Pete time. Holmes. Yeah, I fucking love those videos. Like the Street Fighter shit, the X-Men, where he's
all of those desk fired. Videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Batman shit.
Dude, Batman is Gordon. So good.
Oh my God.
Dude, even the Pete Holmes like interviews or whatever, I fuck with heavy.
Yeah. The fucking Gordon's talking to fucking Superman about like
the glasses thing.
The glasses, and then he fucking where'd you go?
It's so stupid.
He's so fucking so dumb. Yeah. Like that's like the same thing like the Two-Face where he's like he just turns his head and he's like, "Oh, Army, thank God you're here. Two-Face was just here."
I me and you were talking, you were telling me about going and listening to You Made It Weird, you know? And I still am going to do that, but I just recently went down a Pete Holmes rabbit hole on like Instagram reels.
Yeah.
And I was just like, his stand-up shit and everything is so
funny. Oh yeah.
All these videos, they're all like super fresh in my mind right now. Like so fucking good.
There's one great one from the Pete, like it was like Garfield going to the vet. It was like if cartoons were real or something like that. He's like, you know, John's like, like, well, what's wrong with your cat? He's like, I don't know. He's just really lethargic or whatever. He's like, like, well, what have you been feeding him? Lasagna? You fed your cat lasagna? Like, yeah, he loves it.
One of his stand-up things is he was saying that this year I plan on trying to decide why the trumpet exists or how the trumpet exists. He's like,
yes,
there's only three buttons and they can do all those notes. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
at least the saxophone is real, you know, yeah. One button per note.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I love a good sax.
Yeah. Like, you know, it sucks so bad that, like, two things I wish Instagram would change. I wish that, like, a shared reel, you could do it longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then also you could select what part of the reel you want.
I agree 100%. I have those exact same thoughts.
There's so many times, like, man, if I could just cut off the first two seconds of this, this would be fucking great to repost. Yeah. And it's just like, but then you get it and it, like, cuts off right before a punchline or a joke, or, like, the part you want. Like, fuck, man.
Come on, Instagram. Get your shit together.
Yeah. All right. Andy.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. I waited, but honestly, for current, this would be number one for me. But I knew you guys weren't going to take it, and I just don't want to take it number seven because it's not my number seven. It's my number one or two. And it's very childish to some degree because... I think their main viewers are people that are, like, probably teenagers or early 20s or whatever, or, like, late teens. But every Sunday I fucking watch it. I sent you guys a video this week just because you guys fucking love roasts. So I'm going Sidemen. So Sidemen Sundays for me is something literally every week I look forward to. And it's the seven dudes that there's nothing like it in the United States. It's these group of seven dudes, including KSI, who's part owner of Prime. And
shout out,
they just sponsor us. They just literally make videos every fucking week of different things. They never miss a week. It's consistent. It's always good. It'll be different videos of, like, they'll do, fucking hide and seek, or they'll do like where, like, half of the guys go to a cheap place and the other guys go to, like, you know, $100,000 place, and they don't know what they're going to, so the whole time they're, like, trying to figure out, are we gonna get the good trip or the bad trip? And they'll go through that, and then they have different things, and sometimes, like, the bad trip is, like, actually super fun because they go out on the town and it's some fucking weird place and they have, like, the time of their lives. Or sometimes it's genuinely really shitty and they're like, oh, fuck. And then, like, the people that have the good holiday, they call it holiday, I guess, is vacation in the UK. Holiday. And they'll be having, like, the time of their lives. So it's just, it's something that is a comfort thing for me, and literally every Sunday I watch it and it just makes me feel fucking great.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. So, you sent me, like, a bunch of clips. Actually, almost every video that you've mentioned I just recently watched.
Oh, okay.
I got all the way down to the Sidemen and I went to sleep. And I haven't gone back to it yet. So I'm going to have to go back and watch these.
Yeah, they have some really good videos, 20 verse 1 or the tender videos, where it's just the tender videos is them just spitting lines and, like, the girls, like, saying yes or no or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fucking fun. And then the 20 verse 1 is, like, they'll have somebody come in and the guys are in the back and they'll, like, be telling the person out front what to say. And so sometimes it gets super weird and awkward and stuff, like, they'll be like, okay, now sniffer seat. and, like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's a ton of fun. And I think the biggest thing about it is it's seven dudes that are, like, a tight knit family. Almost. It feels like they got their each other's back through thick and thin. And it gives me vibes of, like, you know, what the three of us are, or the JU network, or like what I have always wanted, is that feeling And they give me that feeling. And it's just, it's fucking comforting.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's yeah. awesome.
I was thinking about too, like how, hold on.
I could barely hear it. It was muffled.
I don't know what fucking happened.
I just hit a bell breaker. I was thinking about that too, like how weird it is that like this this network and this family like of JU, because some people aren't officially on the network.
Right.
But like how we're also spread all over the fucking country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think
Florida, Ohio,
like there's Illinois, three of us Texas, that live like
Colorado
local. And then everybody else is no like nowhere close to
Ben
us.
In Denver.
No, he's in Ohio.
Ben's in Ohio.
Is he in Ohio?
Oh, yeah, he's just a from,
Denver fan.
He's from Denver.
He's from yeah. Denver.
For a little bit of his life.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I gotta know. I was just thinking about that the other day, like how fucking weird it is that like we're all over the fucking place and it's cool. Cause I was gonna I'll talk about that off air, but like I was gonna do something, but it was like I was thinking about like how many fucking out of state people there are. Like,
yeah,
like, that's fucking cool. Like that we fucking all come together for the for shit. So
yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
But
that's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to that Beatles song.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, people, you know, like you get to hear different perspectives. Like,
yeah,
the region you're in, in some cases, dictates your perspective just based on the things that you're exposed yeah. to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and we don't always all agree. Yeah. And
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that we're all happy to let everybody be themselves. You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we just had something where literally, I loved this. One person had a completely opposite view of the other person, and then the other person was in the middle, like happy for both sides. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
That was kind of a cool thing where I was like, see,
yeah,
like we're not always on the same page with everything, but even when we're not, like we can just fucking all still be cool.
Yeah, you know? And like you know, like. Kevin, he's riding around with his Salt Life sticker and his fucking
yep.
his AR-15 hanging in the back window of his truck. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. cool with that, like you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Texas
is all about.
That is a Salt Life sticker.
Yeah, a Salt. Yeah,
a Salt Life.
We must have sent that to him.
Yeah. Oh man, but yeah, it's fucking cool to just have a group of people that are fucking tight and you can yeah. depend on them, and it's
oh
and that's yeah. that's why I fuck with Sidemen Sundays you yeah know?
Actually I gotta copy it over and send it to you, James. Like Kevin sent a video of the song like as he was or like not like
oh really
when he was making it, dude. He fucking set up like a full studio in his living room, like
dude.
It was
incredible.
Dude, that song,
I have a Kevin Aldridge theme song. That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. Every time I fucking heard it, I cried.
Oh, really?
Yeah, damn. I was just like, this is so fucking great. Like, I was just thinking, I was singing about James listening to it.
Oh,
and
dude,
it was just like breaking my heart. And I was like, he's gonna fucking love this. Like,
I was bawling the whole time. That definitely yeah. set me off and just kept me going throughout the entire yeah. episode. Yeah,
it's like, damn, he did a whole ass song that literally. It could fucking be a banger to anybody who doesn't yeah. even know you.
Yeah,
it could be
put
a
some
fucking
respect
banger.
On his name.
Oh my god! And yeah. and then like just the musicality.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. It's incredible. It's fucking. It's, thank you, Kevin. It's yeah. amazing.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
All
right.
If you want to hear it, go back to our podcast last week. 10 Things I Love About James, and it's the opening song.
Maybe I should post it on the IG.
I think you should.
Yeah, I'll put a James slideshow together.
There you go.
Oh God.
I'm gonna go like a quarter mile that way and get a bunch of pictures of baby James.
Oh God, you're gonna do a fucking senior high school video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All Drew has to do is walk across the street and my mom will just hand him 1,000 baby photos.
Dude, I used to remember James, I used to put those fucking things together.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, take
the video. I would get the video. I would get the picture, get the like 5 second clip of it, put the person's name in, and then get the whole senior class and fucking put them in there. And I'd have to like put in like, I hope you had the time of your life. Like that kind of, as we go on, remember, like all that shit. Like,
oh my God.
Shut up, bitch. I'm singing this song. All right. We back to Andy?
No, we're just James.
Oh, James.
Yeah, we went for a while on that one.
Is it me?
Pop that clock.
Yeah, number six. You got six and seven back to back.
Okay, so all right, I'll go back to reels, because while in the Maldives, I needed some laughter in my life. And this guy doesn't always say the right thing, but you don't hold it against him because you can just tell that he is that stupid. And I'm going Theo Von. Theo Von reels on Instagram. Like, you, I went down a fucking rabbit hole of this guy, and like,
yeah,
this motherfucker is like, he is insane. And I can't tell if half the stories he says are real or if they're something he's making up or if it was just during like a drug fucking fueled weekend and he just saw the shit and like, you know, I don't know, but
dude, it's
so, I think a majority of them are real, to be honest.
I mean I feel like they are too, but it's just, they just seem so unbelievable, you know what I mean? But
well, it's like, yeah, you said too, it's like watching Andy.
It really is. Theo Von is the extremely famous Andy Liner, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're gonna be that someday just based on the fact that Theo made it. Like, there's no way you're not, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing about Theo. He grew up in Louisiana as a poor kid. So like,
yeah,
not like, you know, so like classism is a very real thing, right? Sometimes people will view it as like a race thing when sometimes it's just a class thing. So he grew up similar to me. I mean, that's how I grew up for quite a while of my life.
Oh yeah.
And like, so you do things a little bit different when you like aren't at that middle class or whatever. You know, and also his dad was like, you know, damn near dying when he was a kid. So his dad was like fucking, you know, 70 years old or whatever. And he was like six,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's a weird kind of thing to grow up. So you almost kind of like grow up yourself, and then you combine that with Louisiana's already a weird fucking place. So like, that's where it's like he's got all these crazy stories because it's like that's how he fucking grew up. And he's such an interesting dude because you can tell he's thinking. He's like, you can tell he's like thinking about stuff, and he's not just saying it just to like get the reaction necessarily. He's just naturally funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just saying literally what's on his brain, and he's just a naturally funny dude.
I 100% agree with that. Like, all the videos that I went through, just like you couldn't even stop yourself from laughing at the guy. Like, the shit that he says is so off the wall and hilarious, and just the way that he even like convey. Like, I wish I could think of like specifics right now, but
I'll give you a specific.
Give me a specific.
All right, so there's this thing that was like a fashion show, but also a comedy show. It was so dope. Kid Super did it. And it was like literally a fashion show where these comics came on. They did 1 to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, Theo Von was kind of like, I guess, bombing, if you will. Not really. He was just kind of standing there and was just hilarious. He said like 20 words. And it was like set of the night. Cause he was like, my cousin's gay. Or my cousin got bit by a gay guy, and then like he stopped for like 10 seconds, right? And then he just responds with, "So we'll see." And like, that was it. And it was the funniest fucking thing. It's with his Louisiana draw.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's like Theo Von in a nutshell for you. It's like, even when things aren't working out, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's just him.
all the shit with him and Bobby Lee together too.
Oh my goodness. It,
like they play off each other very, very well.
Yeah.
It's really fucking.
Oh man, he's awesome. Got some great interviews. The Drewski one is fucking hilarious.
Actually one of the videos that I really recall that I think is like super funny is he goes to like this women's empowerment like thing or whatever, and he tells a poem on stage.
Yes.
And the poem is it's about his penis, it doesn't do no crimes. It's not Harvey Weinstein, it's not whatever, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. it's so fucking funny. And then I wish I could remember exactly how he ends it, but like, yeah, I'm gonna just butcher it. Go watch it. It's fucking funny.
Yeah, it's almost like his version of slam poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
It's not even that hard most of the times. And then he gets into the whole thing. Yeah, I go to the store and I get those pills. Get those giraffe boners, make your legs sweat.
Oh man.
All right.
He's just a beautiful individual.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got? Number seven.
Oh, number seven. All right. Fuck. We have too much here.
Good news is we still got honorables, so. These are banger lists. Like,
these are.
I'm excited for people to go. Like, I'm excited to go back and watch some of this shit that you guys drafted.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go back to TV, and like I've mentioned that I saved it for the last because I knew that I didn't have to get this at any point, anytime. You guys would never take it, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm going with the OC.
The
OC is my it's just one of my favorite shows of all time, and the characters in the show and I don't know, just everything about it is very, very, very comforting to me. And it's the first time I ever met Chris Pratt on the OC. He shows up on the final season of it, you know.
Nice.
And
I think OC, I do think James.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
it, you know what? This would be a cool ass draft for us to do. He's vanished. Like he's literally.
Like, he's like, oh, see ya. You're talking about the OC? Oh, see ya.
Yeah, oh, see you later. We didn't ask, I think you should leave. So get your ass back here. But here's my idea for the draft. You ready?
Yeah.
We draft things that we think. That we like put with that person.
Oh, like it's an.
So I'm like James, the OC, Drew, Modest Yahoo. Like,
yeah.
We draft things that like make us think of this particular person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe because they put us onto it, or it's just a show that maybe we didn't watch like that or haven't even watched, but like they've been, you know, blasting it for years. Like blind spotting. You know, shit like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way that would be a fun. You to watch Hot Ones Forever.
Motherfucker. Oh, how have I not
taken a callback?
It? Wow.
We haven't done that old Sean Evans joke in a while.
No, we haven't.
Hot Ones fell off, I think, for us.
Yeah.
Because Drew stole it from Andy and then I know.
And then he's like, I'm good. Oh, fucking OC. I love it. Number seven here. So this is one where literally I could do an entire draft by myself. Because I don't think that you guys know for sure. That's one that maybe I would say, can you guys team up together? Do a draft, and then I will be a team, and then maybe we'll bring Andy Goshi on, and he could be a team. This is one that is so far up my fucking alley, and I've never wavered from it. I've always watched it, even if it's something that people view as something for other people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But reality competition shows. So this is something that just makes me feel fucking good. Every Wednesdays, you know, I'll watch the challenge still to this day when it's on. It just ended last week. The reunion shows this week, and then there's going to be like a best of challenge that comes out in a couple weeks. So the challenge, Survivor. I watch Survivor every fucking season. Big Brother. I play like literally fantasy Big Brother with Andy Goshi, his wife, my wife, yeah. And then like that type of shit. And I'll just drop this in here because this is the same thing. I don't watch them anymore, but I go back and watch the old ones. Some of the X Factor or American Idol auditions where like if I just want a good fucking cry, I'll watch like fucking Marcus Canty, the X Factor, you know, fucking just shit like that, where like they do a good. I know they've got a formula. They tell a story. It'll be sad or inspirational. They put some fucking music that just goes perfect with it, but it fucking gets me, you know. Yeah. And it's the old ones, not necessarily the new ones, because the format is kind of like dated a little bit. But the old ones bring me back to how I felt in that moment, and I'll fucking get a good cry going when I watch some of this stuff. So, just reality competition shows is something I fucking love. I love the competition of it, and I love the fake realness sometimes, or maybe even realness of it. But like, I love that shit.
Dude, I can totally understand that, because I like right when you said that, I thought of like the show Nailed It. I love that fucking show. It's super funny. Like
Bacon Last Show. Comic Standing.
Or fucking even Lego Masters. That's a very comforting show. Like to
Easy
watch.
Easy Cake.
Yeah.
Shit exactly. like that. Exactly.
Yeah. You remember that show? It was on FX where it was a dude that they. What was his? Was it called like Joe Schmo or something like that? Or like
I fucking love. Or are you talking about Pros vs. Joes or Joe Millionaire?
Joe Millionaire, that one.
Yeah.
Where they thought that where they
said fake he was millionaire?
A millionaire. Yeah, he was a fake millionaire, dude. Oh my god!
How fuck with that?
Even like I think of like what was her name?
New York.
Shot at Love with Tia Tequila.
Oh yeah, that was a. But like, I love New York, the Flavor Flav show. Like,
Flavor Flav, ladies got your clocks.
Dude, we got some of the craziest shit ever. Bridget Nielsen with Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Like that was a wild time frame. Yeah. And like, I feel like people don't realize how crazy that was.
Dude, it's comforting just thinking about this and having that nostalgia fucking pop up.
Because sometimes it be about stuff that you're like, at least my life isn't that fucked up.
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like exactly. Sometimes that's a nice feeling. So,
Okay. I don't think we said like it couldn't be this. And because it's weird that nobody's picked one. I feel like
movies.
Yeah.
We did that like rainy day movie thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am going to pick. I actually, it was one of my picks in there. It might have been my last pick, that one too, because I knew nobody else was picking it, even though it is like a number one for me. And it's one that like it like brought Scrump and I together, and that's Interstellar.
Mm. Oh shit. Yeah. That's an amazing fucking movie.
Yeah. It
love BC
so good, so heartbreaking, but it's also like again, it's one of those things where like I love the idea, and I know it terrifies some people, but like for me, I love the idea that just we're just so small in this giant universe. And it's like, like as much as we want to be, you know, ego driven and everything like that, it's like, it's all going to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So I just really love that. And Interstellar, and like I said, it's just a fucking beautiful movie. Like just some of the shots in it and everything like that, like
soundtrack.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that movie blew me away. Like the first time I saw it, it's a life changing fucking movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I just posted on Valentine's Day, like that fucking quote from it. Like love is the only love is the only thing that we can comprehend that go like covers all dimensions of space and time or whatever like that. Like, no matter what, like it fucking like love is the one thing that like covers it all. And I think that's fucking cool. Yeah.
Is this Timothy Chalamet's
first movie?
Yeah.
Might be.
Is this his like
it's not a breakout because he was like
not breakout, but this is like this is his Leonardo DiCaprio growing pains.
maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I saw this out there and I was like, it made me stop and be like, kind of agree with that. But like somebody was saying, Timothy Chalamet is this generation's Leonardo DiCaprio. And I was like, I could see that.
Yeah.
Like the quality is just going up and up of like what he's doing. Like I could see him being that dude. Yeah. Like in like 10 years, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's Drew. Amazing.
Courtney Roll.
All right. I'm going to go with first. I want to go with, let's go with like Reels. And because this guy's style lends itself so much to a fucking reel. So many times do I find myself down a fucking Mitch Hedberg wormhole where basically you just watched his entire album because it's just like joke after joke after joke. Like it's so fucking good. Mitch Hedberg. Secondly, let's go with the music stylings of Frank Turner. Another thing I brought up on my Biff episode, but you know, whatever. It's all fucking good to me. So that one is just everything he does, like is, I said, it's a motivator for sure. In the fact of, you know, me and I feel like me and him agree on like so many different things. So, and we kind of like grown the same too, if that makes sense, you know? Yeah. Thirdly, let's see where I'm at here. Okay. So one thing I can always go back to no matter what, and that, excuse me, that's It's Always Sunny.
Oh shit, dude. That's
like, amazing. Again, I mean, it could be a fucking 3-second reel or whatever, 30-second reel, or just popping on a random episode like here or there, listening to the podcast. Like those guys are so great. And I fucking love watching anything they do. So
that's another shuffle. Like if you had a shuffle button. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's banger of picks. So this is interesting. I'm obviously a massive, like, you know, music guy, but like, I'm not going to pick an album because like, I don't know. I have so many other things and I think that I would love for us to do either albums or songs or artists or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to rerun this back with Comfort Music, essentially.
Yeah. For sure.
I think songs would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I think that could be really helpful for people too, potentially. So that's cool. Yeah. So I'm going more of a broad thing and I'm going to go up first with Tiny Desk Concert Series.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
And some of my favorite ones, Mac Miller, Anderson .Paak, T-Pain, Saba. There's just so many fucking great ones, you know, in the Tiny Desk series. So fucking huge into that. Up next, I'll go with... I'm gonna go. I got so many. This is where I live my life. Let's go Sunday Conversations with Caleb Presley. I sent you one of those, James. A couple of them, the Drake one and the Kevin Gates one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't watched it yet.
Michael Irvin.
I have seen that Caleb Presley guy though. That guy's like that. with the guy that the shirtless dude that always sits next to him,
Glennie Balls. Yeah.
Yeah, Glennie Balls.
Caleb is so fucking funny. Yeah. Just his quick wittedness and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, for instance, I'll give a quick example. Like, he was like, Drake, would you say the best looking women come from Toronto? And Drake's like, yeah, I'd say that. And then he responded with, so how'd you get him here from Miami in your plane? Like, it's so fucking quick witted.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, again, a Sunday thing that I love watching, are the Sunday conversations. Me and Cass share the love of the Hasbulla one. And then the fucking last one I'll go with is oddly satisfying ASMR YouTube videos.
Oh, shit. I love that.
Oh, man.
Just fucking cutting a cake or like something grinding, or you get the nice sound. Like, I love that shit.
You just reminded me of something, and I've talked about it on here. And it's like the hoof cleaning videos.
Oh shit!
Where they clean like a horse hoof or a cow's,
and they cut, they scrape the shit.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty cool.
It's like weirdly so fucking satisfying to watch.
Yeah. It is. It fucking is. I get it. Yeah. Like some of the metal stuff, like when they fucking melt stuff down. Like
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the shit Tim the Dairy Farmer does. Like, you know, on his off time, he grinds hooves. Yeah.
James.
All right. Here we go.
Round us out. Finish us off.
First off, I'm going to say the Back to the Future trilogy.
Oh, good one.
Come on, the Back to the Future trilogy. Number two, I'm going to say. Shit. Where am I going to go with this? All right. I'm going to say. The show Undeclared.
Ooh. Wow.
It's a show that I love a lot, and it's super early Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel. Like, it's a fun fucking show.
I was thinking Undressed again. I fucking love that show.
Undressed was a good show too, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then number three, I'm going to go with another one that I don't know. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but I am a fan of this guy or this band, and they've had a resurgence in this day and age too, which is kind of cool to me. Like, I feel like it's finally cool to say I like Limp Bizkit hits, dude.
Yes, it does.
I mean, that shit, like, just putting on the hits and like I don't know,
I'm with you, man.
The George Michael song that they do, Faith, like Faith? That song.
I was about to say.
That song makes me like, I'm just like screaming, and like it helps me to get out like whatever that is inside me. You know what I mean?
Me and my homie Zeb used to, when I lived in Dallas, used to pop that thing in every time we went to lunch. We'd play fucking Faith by Limp Bizkit.
Dude, I get hype. And like, the musicality of Limp Bizkit too is like the Mission Impossible song, like the theme song they do is like, I don't know. To me, I'm super fucking into it, and whatever. I know that Drew hates my music taste, but
all good.
Yeah.
Shout out Zeb. Yes, he's from Tennessee.
I would never say that.
What do you mean?
Dude, James, I'm just convinced that for the most part, K.A., Wes, and Drew hate the shit we love.
it's pretty true. Yeah.
You throw Daniel into that mix too. We like some stuff they like too, but
well, that's
a lot of our favorite artists they don't fuck with.
That's what's so sad, is like I pretty much like everything that they like, but then I also like all the shit that I like that they hate.
Samesies. me and you are on like the same wavelength.
Yeah.
But I can't complain. That fucking first Hillary Duff CD, I fucking still jammed to that shit, man. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know. Like, I love it.
You know, you like what you like. I just tell you, I don't like it.
Yeah. Jay, that's fine.
Hey, man, Fred Durst for life. Fred Durst for president. The only guy that can sport a red hat that I like. Fucking
cheers
A.
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Well, there it is. Any trades or ad drops?
Or steals?
Or steals?
I don't think any one of us picked anything that the other one was going to pick. Like, this is all so personal that there's no.
You know, there's. I forgot one. God damn it.
That's a fair. You know what? Oh, no, 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 no.
I forgot the bear.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is.
Well, I got two bears, one cave, so we got it covered.
Yeah, there you go.
You can have one of his bears.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that I would drop.
Yeah.
You guys good? You locked in?
I think I'm locked in.
I'm good, yeah.
All right. So, teams of Comfort Media. James, The Office. Chappelle's Show. That Mamba Mentality. View Askew. Blink 182. Theo motherfucking Vaughn. And The OC.
Fucking A.
Andy's Teams of Comfort Media. 1. Fresh Prince. 2. Bears, 1. Cave. NBA Superstars. Find it on YouTube. Lonely Island Digital Shorts. Hip Hop Freestyles. Sidemen Sundays. And reality competition shows. Drew's Team of Comfort Media. 1. The Draft Pod. I think you should leave.
I feel like I'm being personally attacked right now.
Live Like a Warrior. Modest Yahoo. Ted motherfucking Lasso. Alkaline Trio. Pete Holmes. And that movie with that heartthrob Timothy Chalamet. Interstellar.
Hell yeah.
I was doing my best, James.
That's really good. That's really good.
Except I left off numbers 2 through 6. I just skipped that.
I'm good.
Hey. So there it is. Comfort Media. Honestly, check some of this shit out. I feel like it could be Comfort Media for other people. Some of the shit that we talked about today. So,
100%.
Dude,
and I have like 30 more things written down that there's so much good shit out there that I just love. But
yeah, unlike Ignition, this part 2 could actually happen.
That's there you go.
You know?
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Hey, stay cool and I love you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.